All right. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to our Dad Timeout Show listeners around the world. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show. We're just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we all, oddly enough or not, work in the entertainment industry. It's a place to put your feet up or down, or if you're exercising or driving or skateboarding, kite surfing, hiking, moonwalking, plowing through Maycember, needle pointing, scrapbooking, gardening, refereeing, food shopping, or anything like that. Put the ears on. Listen to us. If you could like, subscribe, or leave a review, we'd be forever grateful. And please follow us on the gram, Twitter, Facebook, all at Dad Timeout Show. In tonight's show, of course, the dads are going to kick off with a little catch up. A little Maycember chatter and feelings about the month overall. And then they'll have a take on parent tweets of the week. And then in smart articles by smart people, the dads will discuss an article called Keeping Teens Safe on Social Media, What Parents Should Know to Protect Their Kids. It's a multi-pronged approach to social media management, including time limits, parental monitoring, and supervision. Also, ongoing discussions about social media, which can help parents protect teens' brain development. And finally, we'll wrap up with the latest quiz on teen slang. So be sure to stick around for that and see what the kids are saying these days. And we're going to do a couple of this or that's, and then finally, things that make them smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, I would like to introduce my friend Pepper from the musical Annie. Hello, what's your name, ma'am?
Lola.
Lola, were you recently in a production of Annie Jr.?
Yes.
Can you give me a line really quickly?
Shut up. I said shut your trap, Molly.
Molly. That's good, right? That was in the opening scene. I remember that clearly. Okay, so you're going to give us our dad joke of the week?
Yes.
All right, go for it.
What is Cristiano Ronaldo? What is his favorite fruit?
Wow, what is Cristiano Ronaldo's favorite fruit? I don't know. What is it?
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C. Very visual joke. I get it, though. C, yes. Goal. Goal. Say it with me. Goal. C. One more time. Goal. All right, thanks. Head back in and have dinner. The guy's coming around the corner. Dad Timeout Show coming up next.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, here come the dads around the corner. Hello, dads.
Hello.
Wow. I can't make the
growling giggle.
The crinkle.
I'm sorry.
There
I'm
it
excited.
Is.
I missed you guys last in the last one. So I'm
oh, sure you did. And what were you doing?
I was softballing. I know you're setting this up, by the way. You know what I was doing. I was softballing. I'm the coach, all right? I can't miss those season opener.
Wait.
Season opener.
So there's a coach for adult man softball. Or is it
manager is official title.
Okay? Manager.
Let's be honest.
So,
but yeah.
Got to get that lineup just right.
Just right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Batting order. Who's playing first base?
In fact, you know, we're on the diamond in about an hour from now. So let's
we should get right through this.
Let's do it.
All right.
No more making fun of him.
No, I know you wanted to make fun of me more.
All right. So Ben plays softball. That's why he misses occasionally. How old are you, Ben? 52?
I don't have to answer that.
We're just having fun. All right, welcome to Maycember, the month from HE Double Toothpicks. It never ends.
No.
We talked about it last year, but I feel like it's right back in the same zone. Are you guys busy?
I forgot you hate
it's May. Just the eternal, I hate July. That's my, that's the month I do not like. But Maycember just
this month,
Maycember.
This month is brutal. There's just literally too much going on. Not
figuratively. It's December without any of the fun. Like, it's got none of the holidays, it's got none of the anticipation, except for the finish line of school.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you schooled out at this point?
Yes.
Pretty schooled out.
I'm schooled out.
Yeah. And we're not even close to being done.
I'm schooled out of events, I'm schooled out of, in a loving way, parents. I'm schooled out of like drop-offs and activities and events around. I love them when they're happening, but I'm schooled out. So I'm looking forward to the end of May-cember. I just got back, by the way, where I got this fancy gift for tonight's quiz.
What is it?
It's a notebook provided by the Ford Motor Company, which was a sponsor of MOM 2.0 Summit. Well, nice. They had many, 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 many sponsors. There were these brand new Fords out there. Man, it was pretty cool. So I'm going to cut to the chase. I got invited to go to the MOM 2.0 Summit, which started years ago. It has a lot of, I'd like to say over 10 years for the most part, but it all really launched with mommy bloggers back in the day when mommy blogging was a brand new thing and all these amazing women were doing it around the country. And then as it progressed, it got more into, it's also into social media, it's into TikToks, it's into women entrepreneurs, women that start businesses, women that have businesses, and also the social stuff as well. There was a lot of podcasters there, a lot of mom podcasters, so I got to hang out with those ladies. But it was really super cool. I mean, I was literally one of, I would say, under five guys.
That was the question. That's the elephant in the room. I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Only five guys.
Yeah. Well, they used to have a Dad 2.0, and that was very well attended. We've talked about that on the show. And a lot of dear friends still from that world. A couple of those guys were there. And then really it was just, you know, predominantly moms, as it should be. It's the Mom 2.0 conference, but they were kind enough to, you know, allow me in. And I had 3 days at this lovely resort in Arizona, the Camelback, which is located in the
name.
Paradise Valley. But I'll tell you, you know, I was a little intimidated at first, but they bring you right in and welcome you in. And they had this, I was just showing Mark, they had this incredible app where people can just connect virtually, like right there. If you saw anybody that was in your repertoire of podcasting, content creation, empowerment, confidence, like all those rich roundtables and panels, you could just connect away. And so I came away with some really great friends, some future hopeful guests on the show. Wow. And I really just want to thank all of them.
Way to go.
It was pretty awesome. So yeah, we're back from Mom 2.0, a little invigorated.
Yeah.
Everybody's very excited about our podcast, by the way.
Nice.
Many people approached me and said they had listened to it, or they saw my name on the thing and then, you know, took a listen or a little listen.
There he is. That's him.
But it was, people were saying that it was exciting for them to see four dads actually discussing, you know, topics and our families and being transparent about that and learning, because that's, I told them what I always say on the show, we're all screwing it up in one way or another. So nobody's perfect, but we're trying to fix it and we're trying to get better. And so that was just super cool. I could gush on and on and on, but I know Ben's got, what is it called? Tip off? First?
Yeah, I got tip off.
First bat?
Yeah, tip off.
Ben's got tip off.
Some sport ball.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. One of my favorite new things, by the way, maybe I'll talk about it later on the show. Oh. I've now, well, the NFL schedule came out today too, by the way.
Okay.
So my next 6 months is dictated. Microgreens.
What is that?
Do you know them?
No.
This is my favorite new thing. It might even be included in the things that make me smile at the end of the show. So I'm addicted to Doctors Radio on Sirius XM. It's just doctors on all day long, and they talk about ailments and things. So they had a nutritionist on today. It's, of course, total like me. I'm driving to Trader Joe's, which I sent you all pictures of my tuna wrap.
Is that what that was?
Yes. It's done so well. I don't know what about TJ's that they've made in that factory, but the tuna's fresh. The cherry tomatoes just burst in your mouth. My only flaw, they give you too much tortilla.
Too much tortilla.
Yeah.
See, I like a lot of tortilla. I like that.
That's a lot of tortilla. It makes it bready.
He had like a blanket.
But I got some microgreens too, and basically I'm going to mangle this, but it's when you get broccoli or peas or radish or whatever, when they're not quite grown, you get them. Yes, Mark.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
They are.
That's why when you said microgreens, I'm like, yes, I know.
Well, they're a little bigger than sprouts.
Well, I mean,
And then they're, you cut them, and then they're like nutrient-dense and flavor-packed.
Really?
So you can take like, you know, not a handful, that would be like $50, but you could take a little bit and just put it on your sandwich or blend it into a shake, and it's a nutritional wallop. Wow. They are not a sponsor. It's a plant. But microgreens is my jam. All right, we got a great show coming up. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. So let's keep the ball moving, and we'll go... Coming up next, parent tweets of the week, and welcome to the backyard. Studio B is now open too.
Looks lovely.
Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, we're going to go parent tweets of the week. We've got, they're kind of all over this week. To be honest, I got in from Scottsdale last night and
Rockstar.
I was just kind of plugging and playing today. You know, we're good in life. I don't even know if I picked the last kid up today. Might still be a practice for all I know.
They'll find their way.
Yeah, well, he didn't have a phone, so.
Get an extra reps in. Why not?
We'll see. All right, so these are tweets of the week from funny parents around the country. First of all, I'm going to lean into what I needed most this morning, a couple of these about coffee to start off. And if you relate, let me know. This is from @Parvinesha. I swear, people go to Starbucks and just say random words. Let me get a grande iced mocha, no foam, soy hexagon vortex hypothesis with steamed ice. The longer the order, the more angry I get. Unless, of course, I'm the one ordering. And then, you know how it is when you're in line and you get so aggravated. And then when you get up there... It's like the Zen moment. Oh, they're mine now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I can sit here for a minute.
It's like rubbernecking. It's like, it's my turn to take to
rubberneck. Does it bother you when people are in line behind you? Can you feel the tension if you're taking a long time?
I don't do it anymore. We got the setup at home. We invested, so saving about $20 a day.
Wait, this just in. What's the investment?
High-end espresso maker.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, that was my wife's big purchase before the pandemic was a really high-end espresso machine.
Ooh,
yeah.
A samovar.
Fancy pants.
So, but I mean...
We got the old Cuisinart in there.
Nah. Anyway.
Costco, $19.99.
Tell you what, dry lattes all day.
Oh, no. All right. So this is from @BillMurray.
Ooh.
Probably doesn't have a fancy espresso machine.
Sorry, Bill.
@BillMurray says, 1, go to Starbucks. 2, order coffee. 3, tell them your name is Waldo. 4, leave.
Yeah, right? Why not?
Does that cost money?
Do you ever fake your name?
I always do.
What do you do? Star Wars people?
I just do Billy. It's easier.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't do the Cricks, Chris, yeah. Hey, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just like, Billy. Give me Billy. And,
yeah. I've done Star before.
Star as the name?
Just the word star twice.
Star.
Is there like star latte for star? And then I happily walk up to the front.
Do you wear a cape when you do that, or are you just dress as you are?
I should wear a cape.
I love that visual.
You need to have one of those little antenna, like headbands and a cape or something.
I have been busting out. So I did some decluttering recently, and I am busting out like every article of clothing that fits me anymore. I don't care what era it's from. I'll wear it every day. So you don't know what you're going to see out of the door in the morning.
Fantastic.
This is from @LottiePop. I wish I got that Twitter name. I don't rise and shine. I caffeinate and hope for the best. I can relate to LottiePop. This one hit me in the feels from Aaron Roman. I don't know who needs to hear this, but your coffee is still in the microwave. Coffee and laundry. Sometimes laundry will sit in the washer for 2-3 days till it gets that stank.
Oh,
and yeah. Then you're like, oh no.
You got to wash it again.
You got to wash it twice because you got to get the stink out. Yep. Yeah, that happens to us more often than not.
A quick wash on that one.
Well, now we have a puppy too. So the puppy has blankets we need to wash. So now it gets really confusing. So that's a whole other episode. But that's all I'm going to say. All right, this is Ben. Maybe you can relate to this. Chris, maybe you can. You two working bees, you. @Woody loves coffee. Someone in the office keeps making decaf coffee, and I've narrowed it down to that guy who never gets anything done. All right, coming in next from @RachelHarris. I wonder if it's the actress Rachel Harris, who was in Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie. Fun fact. Along with Steve Zahn. in the original.
Only you know that.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies, the early Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Rachel says a yawn is a silent scream for coffee.
So true.
I preach. Yeah. All right, and then finally, we'll end it with a coffee joke from at the Punny World. What do you call a sad cup of coffee?
What do you call it?
Something mug.
Depresso.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
All right, this is from Simon C. Holland, our favorite, just to get us back in the zone. It's the last month of school. Here are 97 activities in the middle of the day parents need to attend. Love elementary schools. And then finally, at Kate Would Have It, packing school lunch at the beginning of the year. Sandwich, crackers, Go-Gurt, apple slices, juice box, napkin, I love you note. Packing school lunch at the end of the year. Chili's gift card. M&M's from Halloween.
That's awesome. Chili's gift card.
What? Nailed it. All right. And then finally, and this is a natural bridge into our next area, which is smart articles by smart people. Funny. At Simon C. Holland once again. I gave a text from my teenage daughter a thumbs down. And now she wants to know why I'm being so aggressive and mad at her. All right, that is a natural bridge into smart articles by smart people coming up next.
Smart articles by smart people.
All right, it's time for smart articles by smart people. You know, I don't even think this has an author, but I'm going to tell you who gave it to us. The American Psychological Association.
Good old
APA. Sounds big.
Street cred. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So this article, we've talked about this on the show over the course of time, but I do believe, like, one of the fun parts of the show is every time we bring it up, say, every 6 months, or it's changed. New studies have come out. TikTok's about to be banned. All sorts of insanity. But the psychological profiles of what Instagram's doing to girls, depression, anxiety, keeping up with the Joneses, all that stuff just is the ever-flowing fountain of, what do we do now? So this article is very current, and this is the latest and greatest from the APA. It's called Keeping Teens Safe on Social Media, What Parents Should Know to Protect Their Kids. A multi-pronged approach to social media management, including time limits, parental monitoring and supervision, and ongoing discussions about social media can help parents protect teens' brain development. Psychological research shows it's critically important to focus on how teens use social media and the type of content they see. I'll just start with a benchmark. My two younger ones, which grade-wise is third grade and seventh grade. Third graders barely can get through YouTube Kids. Like, all her safety parameters are up. They may have little side conversations with her friends that we have to allow onto that world. But that's about all for her. We do subscribe to the philosophy wait until eight, which means, like, we didn't get our oldest a phone until eighth grade. Because we just didn't want 24/7 anything in her life. Now, I'm not judging anybody. I don't care what you guys, well, I do care what you do, but we're all trying to get better at this. But, so that was kind of our thing. And then our middle is the only way he really socially communicates is through video gaming, and mainly that's Roblox. And then we do allow him Discord, but he is pretty cool kid with us in a sense, and he may have some side stuff going on, but I doubt it. And he will always open up the books. And as a parent, I think we have that right to see the books if we want to see the books. There was an incident in their Discord world lately where an image was sent around that shouldn't have been seen. And immediately a lot of parents red flagged it. It was in a chat. We had his settings, our son's settings, so that he wasn't available. But we did get an email saying, hey, just want to let you guys know this happened. So, and then our oldest is on Gram. No Facebook, no Twitter. I mean, kids don't even do Twitter, but no TikTok. She'll still see it. But again, we think we're in a good spot. She may have a Finsta. She tells us she has one that's her close theater friends, but I, you know, as a parent, I have to know that that's going to happen. And then you just hope you taught them well and they do the right things with that. So you guys want to go around really quick and just really quick synopsis, like how old your kids are, what's your overriding philosophy? And then I'll get into steps and what the psychological association is saying helps parents out. Mark, go ahead.
My oldest got a phone really too young, and this was when we were still trying to figure everything out. And so I made a rule for my now almost 17-year-old that he wouldn't get a phone until he was a high schooler, a freshman. And that didn't really work out great because he, you know, missed a lot of connections in eighth grade. I mean, they, you know, small school, whatever. But I learned a lot from the first child, and then obviously with my older boy, I was able to kind of navigate that a little bit better, not as well as I'd like to. With my 13-year-old who got a phone in seventh grade, again, we were going to wait till her junior year, or no, not her junior year, her freshman year, but because she switched schools from needing to get in touch with her kind of basis, it became obvious that it was necessary to communicate, so the phone went in. We have some pretty good parental controls on both her and her brother. Of course, the 8-year-old doesn't even have that. And we have his stuff on lockdown. And to your point, like what you had said, I think my son's only on Instagram. My 13-year-old isn't even on any social media at all. And we've talked to her a lot about it. And she just doesn't have an interest as long as she can communicate with her friends. She's got like Facebook Messenger. And we have access to that to see who she talks to. So we're keeping a pretty good handle on it. And we've talked to her about, you know, what you see online isn't necessarily always real. And, you know,
right.
Helping just walk through, you know, that landmine, because that's really where particularly the girls get kind of, because
right.
There's a lot of that going on.
And Chris, you have the oldest. So how did you handle it? You've got all freshmen in college almost, UCLA.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
A senior in high school.
Senior. And then, so how did you grow with this, and what was your system?
I mean, we were pretty much shading towards really conservative. I mean, we were like borderline sheltering our kids, I think, and that's why we moved to where we did, and we had all of the parental controls, and it was just like a futile effort to try to block every single thing. There's just no way that you're gonna be able to see everything that they see and block everything. So over time, I think it's just gotten to the point where you have to trust them. We still have the parental controls. My 18-year-old or 17-year-old is always complaining, like, turn off the screen time. I'm trying to get to the site.
And no, but which social media platforms do you allow?
They're on mostly Instagram, I'd say. I mean, and again, we won't say you can't do this or can't do that, but we definitely have the parental controls on that hopefully blocks most of the stuff. But again, like, it's pretty much impossible, especially when, like, on Discord, they use it for school, and mm-hmm. you can't really distinguish, is this your social thing or... Are you really doing some schoolwork? And it's kind of hard to tell the difference. So that's sort of where we're at.
I think Discord's the biggest challenge of all of those, just in terms of being able to...
Because it's ambiguous.
Have visibility and being able to...
I don't know what that is.
Mine in.
It's just a newer one. It's like a teenage version of Slack.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Ben, what about you? Yours
so
are,
we're just
yours
entering.
Are
we're just entering. 13 is my oldest, and I'm absolute... lockdown, no way, no social media whatsoever. They can communicate without it. You can get your friend's number. You can have chats. You don't need it. And as soon as you open that box, man, game over. Yeah. So she's allowed on Pinterest, and that's it. And she's perfectly happy. And there is, I mean, I don't know if I'll break down or not, but I'm thinking, like, as long as I'm paying for the phone, that she will have no social media.
Per what I read... Not that it's 1,000,000% correct, but per what I read, that the child's brain is way more developed on the edge of eighth grade, which is, you know, what, age 14, 15, versus like fifth, sixth, seventh. And kids are, so, but I get the whole thing, and it happens on all the way through the collegiate level and then way into the adult level. Like, but we're handled, you know, we're built now. It still stings when trolls hit you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I keep my presence light, bright, and polite, so there's not much to throw rocks at. But I could see how damaging it could be to a teen or a younger kid. So number one, recognize developing brains may be especially be vulnerable to specific social media features. Adolescence is what we just said. Adolescent brain development generally starts before puberty around age 10 and lasts through early adulthood. This is an important phase of growth during which the brain undergoes dramatic developmental changes. In early adolescence, brain regions associated with the desire for attention from peers becomes increasingly sensitive. Social media can exploit that desire. Meanwhile, brain areas important for self-control don't fully develop until early adulthood. When thinking about the use of social media in your family, it's incredibly important to recognize the unique vulnerabilities of adolescent brains. So here's the solution, though, or what to do, an action item. Limit social media use on platforms that include counts or likes or encourage excessive use. Mm-hmm. Use screen time settings available on most devices or on platforms to help teens set limits and learn self-control. Prohibit screen time that interferes with at least 8 hours of sleep a night to ensure healthy brain development among teens. I got this from my friend Scott early on because he has kids that are older than mine. And, you know, it's a very simple rule, and I know a lot of parents do this, but all devices, well, we don't, dinner table is the main, that's A, yep. Never at dinner table. But B, that's just a device in general. It could be an iPad playing a game. Everything goes into the main charger area at night. So at like 9 o'clock in this house, everything's down, off, nine clear. O'clock. Yeah, that's just because the older two are a little bit older.
No, it's good.
And the little's pretty much shutting down by 8:30.
So you have a central charging station. It's
we
like,
do.
Check it in.
We do too.
Yeah.
We do.
I like make it. Our, other than my older, my 17-year-old, he doesn't check his stuff in, but the other was my daughter does.
Okay.
Like it's just, you know, it's a good tip. Yeah. I do think it works. Again, avoiding that 24/7 cycle. Wake up at your normal time, take a shower, and then go text-a-thon once you get up and running. But, you know, not to disrupt your sleep and not to get into your head if something goes south and you have no one to talk to because you're in your room.
Well, that was one of the challenges with my older daughter, my 23-year-old, was that when she had her phone, we were blind to what was going on, and she dealt with a lot of bullying and things like that. So we learned from her, like, we need to really lock down these devices and be much more involved in their use.
All right, number two. Thank you, Mark. Number two, monitor and discuss your child's social media use. We are a very communicative family. Like, we do talk about pornography. We do talk about predators regularly. We do throw up all the things that they're facing. You know, we're not growing up in the world we grew up in. Nope. Where you come home when the lights are on or you're riding your bike, you know, at 9 o'clock on a summer night. It's a different world. So what's helped my family, and again, it's not perfect, but we do talk about things, especially if they're coming home from school with something. Jimmy did this or Diane did that. Sorry, Jimmy and Diane. But we will say, okay, well, how do you feel about that? Here's what the bigger problem with that is. So parents should take a multi-pronged approach to social media management, including time limits, parental monitoring and supervision, and ongoing discussions about social media. Adult media monitoring of social media postings and content viewing is advised, especially in early adolescence. Unsupervised is usually going to expose children to potentially harmful content because of the algorithms.
Undoubtedly.
I'm paraphrasing because that's not exactly what the article said. I just threw that in. And features of social media. Scientific studies demonstrate it's also critical for parents to engage in ongoing discussions with adolescents about how to use social in safe and helpful ways. Hard for many parents or caregivers because they're not familiar with a lot of this stuff. So in the what to do, you got to familiarize yourself.
I think we're all prey, right? Like you said, predatory, and that popped out because no doubt kids, adults, doesn't matter how, the app itself, we are all prey for them, and that's a fact, and you can't convince me otherwise. And
I won't try.
We're prey, and the app does they're preying on us, and
everybody's wide open when you put yourself out there,
right?
So it could be a baseball field or a school theater, and there's still going to be trolls, you know. But this is in your hand and comes or follows you around all day.
You bring it into your house.
Well, and people are more afraid to do things in public where the keyboard pirates are just out and often. All right, so what to do here? Talk to your teen weekly about how social media platforms work so they feel safe telling you about their experiences without judgment. Ask them what they might have seen, how they understood what was posted, and post hypothetical questions to them to learn how they would respond to various situations they might counter online. Some reason I just thought of, remember This Is 40? Mm-hmm. When Leslie Mann, they take her phone away one night and they're reading and they think the one kid's bullying her because they don't know the slang. And then she goes into the school and tells the one little kid off, saying he looks like Tom Petty. Yeah. She's like, I will end you. And he starts crying and walks away. And then they end up being boyfriend and girlfriend. I think the moral of that story is understand what's going on and communicate, right? Number three, model healthy social media use. Research shows teens learn social media behavior and attitudes from their parents. It's important for adults to model healthy social media in their own lives, to model good digital behavior, avoid using social at the dinner or engaging in family time, and make sure your conversations about social media reflect the ways you want them to use it. Are you friends with your kids?
No. You mean like on social media?
Yeah.
No. No, I don't follow. I don't, you know, I should.
You should, like, say you're politically unaware. You should require it.
I follow my son on IG.
I mean, I'll spy, but I'm not like actively. I just think it's weird.
You know, I don't comment, but I'm connected.
That's what happened to my daughter. She has I'm just going to say there's somebody, it's a friend that always comes in and just comments. And it's interesting. Because okay. They're in our circles, but it's like Chris is saying. Chris got on and said, "Way to go, Stacy," or like, "Awesome job, Tammy," like, one of their cool like sneaker photos of the sun. You know what I mean? Whatever the kids are posting. Right. All right. Well, again, what to do? Discuss how and why you use social. Set limits for social. Use yourselves. Encourage your children to follow your example. Take social media holidays. This is good, and I could do this one moving forward. Take social media holidays as a family and discuss the challenges and temptations you all experience when you're away for a long time. Do you have phone phobia?
I do.
I hate social media, so I don't.
I'm not talking social, just phone phobia in general. Enough.
I mean, all of us.
Like,
do.
If you are walking in nature, and say you're not using it, right? Oh. And you get to the car and it's there. Do you go right to it to see what happened?
I mean, I think we're all at that place.
That's horrible, isn't it? I mean, hate it.
Especially for me because it's like tied to work. Yeah. So I always feel like I'm going to miss something. Well, right?
And a lot of parents it is. I get that, yeah.
Schedule, it's directions,
it's everything.
Emergency. Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
My phone died the other day, like wouldn't turn on.
You're like, how do I get to the food store?
The issue. No, I called Apple and it magically turned back on at one point. I was like, oh, geez. I was panicking.
Before I forget, I will say this. Parents, if you're listening this far, Google Josh, J-O-S-H. I think it's pronounced Oaks, O-H-C-S, O-C-H-S, one of those two. He has several, it's like common sense media for tech. Ooh. For kids. And he's the one that a couple of years ago I started following him, and he taught me the whole light, bright, and polite. Like when your kids post, they should always remember light, bright, and polite. But anyway, it's a really good resource. He breaks down every app that's out there, tells you the good things about it, the bad things about it. Could be Discord, could be TikTok, it could be Reddit. It doesn't matter. He'll give you an analysis of it. So, and he looks out for teens and social media health. Number four, watch for problematic social media use. All right, so here's some keys if you're listening. And your kids do any of these, it could be a red flag. If it interferes with daily routines and commitments, such as schoolwork, friendships, or extracurricular activities, they will choose social media over in-person social interactions. It prevents them from getting at least 8 hours of quality sleep a night. It prevents them from engaging in regular physical activity. They keep using social media even when they express a desire to stop. They express strong cravings to check social media. They lie or use deceptive behavior to spend time online. Drum roll.
I mean, we all seem very surprised by all this stuff, but it just sounds like any other addiction. Like the neural pathways happen.
Well, sure.
And the endorphins, like alcohol,
the likes.
So it's just taken way too light, and it's too early in the evolution of social media to know its effects, and it's going to be catastrophic.
Well, they know how sticky it is. Yeah. They know how sticky it is. That's the whole program.
Well, the makers do, but our kids don't.
No, but that's why it gets so addictive. It's like online gambling.
It's by design, of course. That's what I mean.
It's endorphins. You like to see the likes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my sound effect. You like that?
Exactly.
Insert motorcycle.
That's why I don't post.
All right, so ask your child if any of these statements are above or true for them. If you're concerned, consider enforcing new limits. Change it around. If you suspect your child has experienced psychological harm, having difficulty managing your child's social media, use a mental health professional. Maybe help you find healthier ways to engage in the digital world. Here's the rub, to your point. I do a lot of business through social media. I get jobs through social media.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely post the, hey, we were at the blah, or here we are at the beach. And, you know, there's a few of those that go out. But I do find myself getting sucked in, and maybe it's just psychological. I just say, hey, well, that's my excuse. Uh-huh. But, yeah, it is kind of tough.
We hire someone else to do it for our business. That helps me stay out of it.
How much do they make?
Money. Huh?
How much do they make?
not enough.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah, you'd be good.
We had using Instagram for college recruiting for their athletics, and it was like you had to have it. Like there was like in this day and age, if you want to get a D1 scholarship, you need to be on social media. You need to be showing your tournament scores. You need to be showing your practice routine. And it's a must have. And when you go to the websites that are like, okay, here's how you get recruited. It's like, number one, have a social media account and show that you're into your sport and that you're devoted. And it's kind of like a requirement. Now.
It's a resume at that point.
Yeah.
Well, and it can work the other way too. If you're posting negative things and someone deep dives you for an interview and that's whatever goes on. That's what our biggest, one of our mantras. If it's online, it's out there. And if it's out there, it's permanent. It's not, even if you delete it, it's still out there.
Published is a very reward.
All right, the last one, and then we'll move on because I know Ben's got his first pitch.
Come on.
Number five, teach social media literacy. Social media platforms in schools and teens can all play a role in teaching social media literacy. Parents and caregivers can help. See APA's recommendations for areas. And we will post these links probably on Instagram and drum roll. I hit Squarespace. I made a website.
Nice. On our website.
So I'm going to recap and transcribe and all that good stuff.
Awesome.
Thank you, Mom 2.0. Because of you, I got the tools to do that.
Because I never did. I said I would.
So there's an excellent research behind these recommendations. It's the APA's Health Advisory on Social Media in Adolescents.
And actually, that link that's on there, I clicked on and read, and it's really good.
Good.
Yeah,
it's really good. It'll be there. I mean, again, this is more of a tool, hopefully, that parents can use out there. We're not judging. We're not saying you're doing it right. You're doing it wrong. We just are sharing information and hoping that you can get a decision out of that. All right. We are going to roll right into dictionary.com and our parent quiz of the week.
It's quiz time. Parent quiz. Quiz, 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 quiz.
It's time for team slang. Not team slang. Teen slang.
Got it.
Okay.
Which of the following? Oh, there's 10 questions. Forgot. I'm sorry. Let me reset. Yeah.
What's on the
10
line?
10 questions, and I will give away this handy dandy, nice new Ford notebook.
I'm going to keep it in the car when I win.
Yeah. I like that. All right. Which of the following is another word for uncool? Skirt, chuggy, or bet?
Chuggy.
Wow. Look at
that. For what?
Uncool. Skirt.
Chuggy
or bet?
I have no idea.
Is there any reward for answering first? No.
It's Chuggy.
Ben got it.
It's Chuggy. Yeah.
Chuggy?
Chuggy, yeah.
It's Chuggy to gawk around, to rock around. That's right on time. It's Chuggy.
Nah,
Chuggy.
Come on, y'all.
It's tricky.
If something slaps, it's excellent or amazing. Yes. Surprising or scary. Beautiful or handsome.
One. Banging. Yeah.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent or amazing is correct. Question number three. What does snatched mean?
Snatched.
Stolen. Fierce or on point. Exhausted.
Stolen.
Well, I mean, I think it's a trick question.
I'm going to say the third one.
Yeah.
Because exhausted. Because that's how I feel snatched right now.
Okay. I'm going to go with exhausted.
All are incorrect.
Dang it.
You should have been fierce or on point, which would have meant you were snatched.
Snatched is
definitely
fierce.
Not snatched.
Fierce or on point.
Got it.
Which of the following means a look or style that is extremely fashionable or sexy?
Drip.
Bussin', That's often in my house. Things are often described as bussing. Bet or drip?
Drip. 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 I called it. I got
good
one.
Job there. It is drip.
Drip. I knew drip. It's another favorite of my house. What does no cap mean?
No lie.
Right. We know that one.
All right, you don't need multiple choice. No lie for real. Question six. Which of the following words is an insult for men who are seen as being too submissive to women? Okay, boomer? No. That's where I'm at. That's where my kid's ultimate comeback is now. Okay, boomer. Simp or vibing?
Simp. Simp, yeah, probably.
Okay, simp.
Simp. All right, we're moving on to question seven.
Well,
it
can't be boomer, but... Yeah.
What does hits different mean?
Ooh, that hits
different. I knew that one.
I know it hits different.
Weird or unusual, confusing or nonsensical, or has a marked effect or influence?
B. Third one.
Two.
What?
No, B. It's B. It's
the
B.
Marked effect and influence.
Yeah. Mark says this with confidence, like, I'm not Chuggy. He's wrong, though. The answer has his name in it. Has a marked effect or influence. That is what hits different mean.
That hits a little different.
It's pretty close.
Yeah. It's like these close. Chewy Jolly Ranchers hit different.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, they do.
They're actually better than the other one. Yeah. Question eight. Which of the following means I've got the point?
The point.
Low key, say less, or cap? Which of the following means I've got the point?
This is starting to sound like Chinese.
The second one. Say less.
Yeah, say less.
Because cap is the no cap. I'm going to
say less. You should have just used deduction, Ben. It is say less.
Finally,
we're reversing here.
Look what you're doing to him.
It sounds like hieroglyphics.
He's so hieroglyphics
to me. I can't even speak anymore. I'm just like, my tongue is numb.
Over here.
All right, number nine. What does bet mean?
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic.
80s, man.
Cool or I'm down?
I'm down, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Bet.
Oh, go on.
No lie or not cool?
No. What?
No, it's like I'm down, yeah. All right, down. Bet.
I bet.
That's ours.
It's cool or I'm down.
That's ours. Jack in the Box, I bet.
You bet.
Is it back?
It's back, come on. Sounds like it.
Oh, yeah. All right, number 10, final question. Then I'm going to give some bonus info out. Which of the following means relaxing or tapping into good feelings? Bussin', vibin', or snatched?
Vibin'.
Wow, they're all weaving together. Vibin'.
They are weaving together. They're vibin'. Thorough. It's from dictionary.com. What did you expect? Vibing is the correct answer.
Yep.
Great job, everybody. It seems like we got 7 out of 10. I think
Ben deserves
Ben
it.
Ben needs just this
give it,
the most.
Just give it to Ben.
Yeah, I'm
not a Ford
Ben.
Guy.
He didn't but, win. But
get you ready for the big game tonight with your new Ford notebook.
You can do your lineup in there.
I think that's enough.
You can do your lineup in there.
Right?
Yeah.
That's actually what I'm going to do.
You can write your scratches in there.
Playing first base and batting second.
All right, here's some additional information for parents that are going through teen slang right now. If you hear glow up, it is a physical or emotional makeover, a positive transformation. Riz. This comes up in my house a lot. Riz.
Okay.
Your ability to flirt, to charm guys or girls effortly. Yep. You have riz.
Okay.
Bussin'. We get that all the time in here. It means very good.
Yummy. Like
this. Bussin's these good. Nachos are bussin'.
These nachos are bussin'.
We've done glow up, cap, or kizzy cap.
Ooh.
You're lying. That's not true.
Kizzy cap.
Kizzy cap.
Yeah, I can't do it.
So bad.
What face. I love... Parents, here's a bonus tip. Yell these terms out to your child during pickup or drop off at school.
Kizzy cap.
Nothing
that's
gets
the
them
best.
Angrier than
I love you no
trying
cap.
To act like a 12-year-old.
No cap.
No cap.
We use this one all the time in this house. It's a big theater term too. Slay means you're doing an excellent job.
Yes.
I like
low
that
key means an opinion that you're trying to be subtle about. Like that, if I did that at school, my kid would go, Dad, low key, low key. Smacks, an indication that something's very good. And then finally, tea, or spilling the tea, which means gossip.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, so that was your bonus slangage.
Educational.
Always a popular segment on the show. Here is your one this or that question, and then we will move on to things that make us smile. Is Ben on social media right now, or is he discussing
posting,
things with
guys,
his
I'm
friends?
Posting.
Okay, I'm going to catch you with a little curveball. If you could never work again, how would you spend your time? Cue Jeopardy, Final Jeopardy music?
It's easy. I'd make music all day.
Whoa, Ben had no hesitation. He would make
I'm exactly
music
with him.
Today.
Really?
Oh, now the Ben Mark Band is going to make music all day.
Serious.
I think I would just watch TV, and sit on my sofa.
Why do you say that you like a creepy guy that's hanging over to the side of the fence?
I would watch TV.
I would watch Golden Girls.
Yeah. I like watching TV and sitting on the sofa. It's one of my favorite things.
It's not what you would do all day.
Have you seen Succession? I'm watching Barry right now. I just finished Succession. Both excellent shows. I use them while I'm riding the bicycle. I have to say I would hopefully bring my family, travel.
Yeah.
I would travel the world endlessly. I would explore, I would hike, I would climb, I would eat. I would dance with my shirt off in Barcelona.
I'd be arrested in Barcelona too.
Yeah, let's go, Mark. Wrestle to the Mark Ventor.
Right.
That's the worst
name ever, by the way.
Ben Mark or Mark Ben?
Mark Ventor.
Ben Mark sounds like a financial institution.
It does.
I like that.
Like a couple of lawyers, or like, injury
or like
lawyers.
Or like a bruise you get. I got a Ben Mark.
That's a good one. Or Mark Ben, which sounds like an odd piece of furniture. Could be. I got a Mark Ben down at Habitat for Humanity for like $30.
It's a knockoff, but it's still good.
Knockoff. It's not legit, but okay. All right, coming up next. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Things that make us smile. All right, I'm just sitting here on my Mark Ben, relaxing. Things that make us smile. I'll go first, give you guys a couple of seconds to go beyond fresh orange juice. The Mom 2.0 conference was both invigorating, eye-opening, and wonderful, and it gave my faith in humanity that there's so many people trying to do good out there and give parents a better advantage to take on the world in 2023. That was an awesome conference. So I'm very happy about that. My wife just got a bonus for kicking a little work ass. So we were high-fiving today. I'm very proud of her. She earned it. She worked her tail off and she's there. And I had the joy of attending 8 shows over 10 days with my kiddos being in both Annie and the unfortunate name but amazing musical, You're in Town.
Okay.
It was fantastic. It was like a marathon. I didn't even know what show or what time at some points because I would just go alone if things were happening. But we all went in and out, and that's always been our credo, is try to catch as much as we can. NFL schedule just came out, so that makes me happy. At least I know what my life's going to look like over the next year or 6 months. And then finally, cereal milk.
Oh yeah, love it.
I had some honey Cheerios. Are getting all these funky flavors now. Honey nut, but they have honey vanilla nut. Ooh, Cheerios.
I don't know.
And right before y'all came over, I had it with bananas. Yes, I know. Breakfast for dinner, and it was delightful. And I thoroughly enjoy the milk.
They should just bottle that on its own without this. You know, you just buy it in the store, and it's got like honey nut Cheerio vanilla milk, and you just pour yourself a glass.
Let me tell you, give you a little
diabetes
Epicurean tip here. Christina Tosi, the famous chef, started the Milk Bar.
Oh yeah, Milk Bar
in New York City.
Yeah.
She has a cereal milk ice cream made with cereal milk.
Oh wow. Man, that's
you can
weird.
Get it in Vegas. You can order it online, but you can get it in Vegas. At Milk Bar. Like closest Milk Bar to us is L.A.
They just soak the milk.
She soaks the milk out of the cereal, and then she uses that milk.
Clever and disgusting.
What do you mean?
It's not even. Don't just.
Sorry, man.
Fruity Pebble?
There's a psychological barrier there.
Well,
I can't get past.
You're the only one in America. All right, Mark.
Let's see. My son's first communion this weekend. That was a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, I saw
his,
that.
Awesome. His godfather, one of his godparents, flew in with his sons magically for the weekend from St. Louis, which was a treat. Just that, you know, his relationship with my son meant enough for him to come out for 2 days, and that was fun. And then they stayed into Monday, which was my birthday. So we drove up to
Happy birthday.
Thank you. We went up to South City because one of the sons was dying for this particular sandwich at Little Luca in South City. So we went there and picked up these massive sandwiches.
Heard of it.
Sandwich was amazing.
Oh, wait, where is that?
It's in South City.
I know exactly the spot. Yeah. Detour. Where's the
sandwich
detour?
Was on point. And then we went to Pacifica to eat it and sat and watched the water and the surfer. Anyways, it was a nice day. So that makes me smile. And all right, you know, and then Little League baseball makes me smile. Watching my son play and do well.
Cracking the bat.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
And the snap of the leather on the glove.
My favorite thing is the obnoxious parents that yell at the umpires at age 6 and 7.
I am an umpire, and I do not let people yell at me.
Not surprised.
I don't know if he's an umpire.
What? I believe he's an umpire.
No cap.
No. I umped on Tuesday night.
Do you wear the cool little outfit and everything?
No.
Do you have a hat that says UMP?
I don't, but you know what I do? I do wear gray pants and a blue shirt just for fun.
A little old school.
Yeah. Just trying to pull the MLB down to the little league set.
You know?
All right, Ben.
So my 6-year-old son, Mose, he is the happiest person I know, and I don't know how, but he's proof that some people are just happier than others, because none of the rest of us are. But he's the happiest little kid, and I love making him do chores. I say, Mose, take the trash out. He's like, okay. And he can't even come close to pulling it, so he goes outside with his little, he's super skinny, his little butts come falling because he can't keep his pants up. He's so tiny. He's trying to pull these huge trash cans out. So I love watching my 6-year-old son try to pull the trash cans to the curb. It's hilarious. It takes 20 minutes, and I just watch it. And he doesn't give up. That's a lot of fun. And we got a lop-eared bunny that I thought I'd hate, and now I sit and have my coffee and just watch it hop around. It's nice. So cathartic to watch this little bunny hop around in the morning. So
it's the good stuff. Yeah. Chris?
I got to say, I finally made the switch on my skateboard from, like, young, trying to ollie with the hard wheels and to the big, fat, just, you know, I'm not going to do any tricks. I'm just going to coast. And it's made all the difference.
Like longboard.
Yeah. You're gliding.
It's the skateboard, but now I got like the big, fat, super soft rubber 80s, wheels.
Yeah, I got it's like slime a balls. Yeah. I got 80s. Yeah.
Dude, they're so...
Kryptonics?
It's slime ball.
Life changer. Because before, Sims? I would be riding in the city, and then like I feel like my feelings would be falling out, because it would... And now it's beautiful.
Really?
It makes me smile every
day. You
got to
switch to that.
Put on your headphones, listen a little bit of Fleetwood Mac, and just cruise.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, like the guy.
Yeah, the orange juice guy.
Like the guy. Yeah, or was he drinking cereal milk?
I thought he was drinking like ocean spray.
Tropicana, yeah.
I'm going to order cereal milk ice cream and have Ben taste it on the next episode.
I'm sure it tastes fine, as long as I didn't know what it is.
We should serve it next time.
I don't like cereal milk. What else you got?
I
got
to get to a ball game. I'm grumpy.
Baseball.
The other All one, right. too, I got to add one, is like got my May the 4th Star Wars cosplay outfit all together. Finally got my boots all together and wore it to work on May the 4th.
The picture you sent us of you on the subway gave me life.
It was, and that it was on the subway. It looked like it was a Star Wars scene, too. Yes. I was like, where are you?
It was like he looked
Mark,
like he
Mark
was
does have a little bit of a Death Star thing going
people
on.
People on the subway were like... Secretly, you could tell they're taking pictures of me because they're leaning to the side.
Look at this guy.
Look at this crazy guy.
He looks so good.
That is fantastic. All right. Well, that will wrap our show. It's good to have the whole team in the house. One quick note. We will have a website up, I'd say by the end of, when is this, May? Well, probably the end of May. But in reverse engineering, we're probably going to release this after Mother's Day. But I want to wish all the mothers, let's just call it Mother's Month, and give them the whole rest of the month. But Mother's Day will happen before we put this out. So happy Mother's Day to all moms, past, present, and future. Amen. And also, teacher appreciation is going on right now. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's listening is a teacher. Thank you for everything you do as well. Thank you to our listeners. Once again, one final time, please follow us on Instagram. Pretty active over there. Facebook and the Twitter. We're the Dad Timeout Show, and Ben's out of here.
Go, Ben.
Bye,
go.
Ben. Bye.
Bye, Ben. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Timeout Show. And we're out of here.